we can go ahead and call the meeting to order. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbush, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett is absent.
Yeah, she's excused. It's okay. She's at her daughter's soccer playoff, so good luck to them. Item 2, student recognition. Mr. Annis?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good evening. Many of us have been here since morning, so it's good to see everyone here. It's such a great crowd for our Student of the Month recognition. One of the best things that we do is that we're able to recognize the great students that we have in the district, and to be able to do this at a board meeting is a pretty special occasion. We're going to go in reverse order this month and start with our high school and Principal Ryan Shaner.
So this is pretty exciting. This is senior Ashley Tilley, and she is our October Student of the Month. You see that smile? You see that all day long, and it's so awesome. Now, I am a guy, so my office looks like a guy's office, and Ashley works in the main office, and what did you bring me to help spruce up my office?
Some cacti.
By the window sill. She actually comes in and waters them. So you can see how her positivity and that just kind of radiates throughout the building and throughout the school. So she's a pretty awesome kid. She is involved in cheerleading. She also helps coach youth cheer as well. National Honor Society, Pep Club, all sorts of other school activities, but also you somehow find time to work at your depot. You're also a member of Akron Baptist Temple. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about, as staff, really over the last several years, but even more recently, a lot of discussions about just kind of getting to know your kids. And it's really neat because, Ashley, of course, I've known for 4 years. I knew her older sister before her. And but Ashley made it clear that her older sister did not win Student of the Month. So we're not going to talk about too much about Maddie. But anyway, so we're you know, kind of learning about our kids, and all of a sudden, you know, when you actually get to sit down and talk to them, you know, they say things, or you learn things about them, they're just like, wow, how do we not know this already? So I saw Ashley this summer. Remember, I saw you right out here in this parking lot, and I said, hey, how's the summer going? It's probably like in July or something. And hey, how's the summer going? You're like, yeah, I'm going to this competition. You know, Jamie Jumper, she's part of the jump rope competition and that. And I was like, oh, good luck, you know, and whatever. And she said, you know, I think there's a world competition down in Florida. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Good luck, whatever. So I kind of forgot to ask how it went and everything else. So when I was able to sit down after she won, I'm like, we're kind of talking, and she's like, yeah, so you know, I did pretty well. I'm like, so how'd you do it? She finished fourth in the all-women's division, is that right?
Yeah.
Close enough. The all-women's division in the world, not the U.S., in the world, for the jump rope competition. So just goes to show really how awesome she is at pretty much everything that she does, as well as being a good athlete and everything else. So our high school, I took a student of the month, Ashley Tilley.
Pleased to have Mrs. Joyce Gerber come up and represent the middle school. Principal Gerber.
Our student of the month for this month is eighth grader Emma Collins. How I know Emma is she is an Irish step dancer. And she has participated in all of, I think she won the competition for the world in step dancing. So I have been Emma since we've been in, you know, we watch her every year, and this will be our last year we get to see in the talent show. But if you're available in the spring, come see Emma. She does a beautiful job. She was selected by the eighth grade team, and I have Mrs. Tatter, who's also new to Norton this year, to share some information about Emma and why she was selected.
Good evening. So I have Emma in American History class, and she is the type of student that you wish you could have as a teacher. She is conscientious with her work, she is diligent, she is a friendly, smiling face every single day. She's the kind of student when everyone rushes to get to lunch, she kind of stays behind and makes sure that her area is tidied up. She'll wait for another student. It's always, have a good day, Mrs. Todd, or see you tomorrow, or I'll see you after the weekend. And she's just one of those students who not only shines academically, but what really set her apart from the other candidates that the eighth grade team was discussing. And we threw out a couple names, and as we were going through the list, we were kind of hemming and hawing on some of the students. And not that they weren't all great candidates as Student of the Month, but when we got to Emma, we all had glowing things to say. It was unanimous. And we were very excited to have Emma as our Student of the Month, not just because of how she performs in the classroom, but how she conducts herself as a young lady in 2017, both in and out of the classroom. She's one of the students, you're totally embarrassed now because she would never say anything things about herself, but she really is the kind of young lady that I know her family is very proud of, and you should definitely be proud as well. Well done, congratulations.
Representing Norton Elementary School tonight, Principal Brady Sackett.
So we're gonna present 30 and fourth graders from Norton Elementary School. We have Jackson Lewis here that will be represented by Mrs. Kozak. And we have John James over here in fourth grade, represented by Mrs. Bonick and Mrs. Stone. Let's start with Jackson and Spoda.
Okay, Jackson is not only Student of the Month, but he's my superhero. He is, for one, he's quarterback. And as a mom of a football player who doesn't want to be a quarterback, he's very brave. Number two is he is so kind to everybody, and he's polite and thoughtful. And he's a great student. So this is Jackson.
I'm going to introduce John as our fourth grade student of the month. John came into this year eager to learn, and he has set a good example for his peers throughout the couple months we've been together. Every day, if you're familiar with our behavior chart, John's on purple. One day I looked at him and I said, John, what are we going to do? You're on purple every day. He said, well, my third grade teacher created double purple just for me. He is the first to remind me if I forgot to do something, but he's not like waving his hand obnoxiously. He's like, Mrs. Bonick, did you make this coffee today? Or did you remember to do this while we were discussing? And I'm like, oh, thank you. He is a constant reminder and a constant pleasure and a smile in the classroom. And that's John for fourth grade cinema.
Welcome up first and second grade students of the month. We have Jeremiah Saunders, and this is the mayor, we'll represent, and Ms. Varga as Natalia Latch. Sorry, it's first grade, Natalia.
Okay, so this is one of my first graders, Natalia, and when I was asked if I had a first grader who was deserving of being Student of the Month, I instantly thought of Natalia just because of the progression that she's made so far this year already in my classroom. She came in really quiet and kind of reserved, like so many of them, just because like the new building, she didn't know too many kids, she'd never seen me. So she was kind of nervous, and I knew just from the first couple days of getting to know her that she was going to be a hard egg to crack. She was real quiet, and I was like, you know, my classroom aide and I would talk about how are we going to get these kids to feel like we're a family and they can open up in here, especially because they don't know all the kids. And we said, we just need to get Natalia, when we would talk about her, we'd say, we just need to get her to laugh, just one time. We just need to get her to laugh. So after that first laugh, She has just blossomed in our classroom and become such a leader. She's a great role model, but she's also so kind to everyone, a great helper, and she's already such an amazing reader, and I just can't wait to see what this year has in store for her. So, this is
When I chose Jeremiah as the student of the month, it was like witnessing a home run. It may be because Jeremiah's own love for baseball is evident in almost every writing sample he's composed for me this year. It may be because, like a quality shortstop, Jeremiah is always thinking about his next move. He thinks every minute of the school day. Jeremiah learns from every educational lesson or theme being taught. His mind is always working as though he is anticipating that double play. It may be because in my classroom, Jeremiah is always on target, just like the superstar pitcher. I can always count on Jeremiah to have the correct answer and share relevant information. He works hard and strives for improvement every day. It may be because Jeremiah is like the unsung hero in the outfield. He never lets a lesson get by him, and he always makes sure that his fellow classmates are involved in the learning process. His encouraging and friendly personality helps him gain the respect of his peers. Most importantly, Jeremiah is the ultimate team player. He is not only concerned with his success, but the success of his fellow classmates. Jeremiah has a kind heart and is a caring person. He is a true leader. Even though Jeremiah's beloved Cleveland Indians fell short of their goal this season, I know he will not. Jeremiah has the ability to achieve great things, both in school and on the ball field. In my opinion, he has already hit the ball and is rounding the bases. He is definitely on his way to scoring the biggest home run in this game called life.
Representing Norton Primary School, Mr. Eric Morris, principal.
The privilege to introduce Aiden Seaman, and I will say this from day one of kindergarten, that he is one that clearly has stepped into a leadership role, like many of the teachers that have said already. You know, first day of kindergarten, there's a lot of nervousness, there's a whole heck of a lot going on there, and this is a young man that clearly stepped into the leadership role right out of the gate. And for that, you know, Aiden, I'm very proud of you. I think you're doing a fantastic job. But I know that Mrs. Addis has a lot more things to say, so I'm going to kind of step back and let her take the show, okay? All
right. Okay. Aiden always comes to class with a smile on his face, ready and eager to learn. He's always making good choices. He's very helpful. He's often seen, whether it's helping another student find their name for the lunch chart or reading the question of the day. And so he's very kind and caring to the other students. And with that, I mean, he's become a very good role model, and they respect him and look up to him. He's very responsible and a leader. He was the first one chosen to be my office helper, who has to take things to the office, mainly because where my classroom is, the only one I thought could make it there and act. So with that, I was going to say I'm very proud of, so far, of Aiden and his progress, and I can't wait to see what the year brings. So,
just again want to say, you know, thanks to our principals and our teachers, our students, but also our families. It's pretty clear that the success of the school district comes from the families that are in that school district. So we just have a great appreciation for the children that you're sending to us on a daily basis. And I'm also really thankful for our teachers that are working hard every single day with these kids. So, Jason?
So before we take a quick and short recess to congratulate the students of the month, and that way you can leave if you'd like, we're trying something new. So we'd like to grab a picture with Mr. Addis with the students. So if you could just kind of gather up here so that Mr. Addis could grab a quick photo with each student of the month. Thank you.
Some of the high school kids, I might need a chair.
They should be.
Yeah, do make some noise in it. Do this. See?
All right. Call the meeting back to order. Thanks for all who attended. And we'll be on item 3 for public participation. We had one who wishes to speak and who signed up. Ms. Hoffman, you have 5 minutes and you're welcome to use the podium. And I know that you've been here before, but for others, you do have 5 minutes since you did sign up to speak. You cannot address anybody individually or by name, and you can't, you know, obviously attack, or, but you can certainly give your point, and then you have 5 minutes.
Well, thank you for allowing me to speak again at the meeting. It's unfortunate that I do have to return to these meetings, but I feel it's a necessity in order to bring awareness to the situation that's been going on in the school with my daughter, Evelyn, who's here today, because I want everyone to see her. I want everyone to see that this is my child, my firstborn, who is being called a deported Mexican. Keeps being taunted with Trump's cabal last year, November, when Trump won. And then folder held in her face, saying, look, I built Trump's wall. And then for a friend who knew and was aware of the situation to decide to taunt her using the aggressor's name and repeating it over and over to her face, even after she told him to stop. This isn't acceptable. The first 3 incidents I wasn't even informed of by the administration, I found out through my daughter. This last time, I was told emails were sent out. I didn't get one. I was told to provide my contact information. I know on Forms Day, we're supposed to fill out all the forms with our contact information. So how is it that I did not get this email? I don't know. But for me to have to send in literally 5-6 forms of point of contacts on how you can get a hold of me, and then to be told that next time my child files an incident report, that she's being bothered, I will get notified. No, we are beyond bothered. My child is being targeted, she's being harassed, and she's being discriminated against by racism. And that's not acceptable. I should have been informed the minute the incident report was filed and read, not ignored, not left in the dark. To me, that leaves little trust in the administration. What I do find comfort in the situation is that I have been able to talk to our superintendent, who has been very open with me, and we've held meetings. He's also interviewed my daughter. And I definitely understand. And I know I have to empower my daughter to speak up for herself, for her to learn that it's not a crime and it's not a shame to be who you are. She was born in the United States while I was serving in the Army. I came to America illegally. I became a residential alien, then served in the military, then became a citizen. So if anyone should, if anything, receive all those racial slurs, if anything, should be me, not my daughter. but I did want to share the minutes because I wanted her to speak so you see how it is in her perspective, in her eyes, what it's like in the middle school.
Yeah.
But I really would like for maybe an all call to be sent out. I mean, we get all calls about football games. Why can't we get an all call saying racism is being prevalent at the middle school or at the schools regardless? We are letting parents know that this action is not tolerable, that there will be severe consequences. I don't understand why I have to not mention the aggressor's names. But everyone at school knows my daughter's name. They know her as a snitch. They know her as the one that gets kids in trouble. Or they ask her, are you the one that got so-and-so in trouble? No. She spoke up for herself. I'm trying to empower her to do so. And I would just like for this to stop. And the only thing that made me happy was that a student came to her and told her that they were being racially discriminated because of their ethnicity as well. And she told them, if we want this to stop, we need to make a report. So everyone can come up.
Well, the 5 minutes is actually up.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm sorry.
She can.
Yeah, she has her time. She can come up. You can introduce her. She'll have a 3 minute window of opportunity there.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Emma. And this is also an issue that I think does need to be addressed. It really is uncomfortable to stand and take that all of that, because now my friends are even turning on me and telling me that I'm a snitch and that I need to stop being disrespect. It's not right to me, and I want it to stop. And then when somebody else told me that they were experiencing the same thing, I thought that was really disappointing and sad. Because I don't see anything wrong with being a different race or having different beliefs than other people. In my eyes, this is uncomfortable and really sad, and I would like something to be done about it. I don't feel safe at the school. I feel like I'm being targeted, and I wonder how many more times this is going to happen. And I just want it all to stop. And like my mom said, I would like for there to be outcalls that if this continues, there are going to be some different. It was hard for me to stand up because, like, last year, the last time I told them the other person was talking, they kept going, you're a snitch, you're a snitch, you're a snitch. It just went all over my friends, like, stop it, stop this, stop that. It's not that. I just would like to stop.
Thank you for that. I know it was difficult. We do allow people, other individuals, to speak as we just did for 3 minutes. Does anybody else wish to speak for 3 minutes? Seeing no further public comment, we'll move on to item four for public, for agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
No, you need to do the first reading.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, mine's typed backwards.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's me.
It was me last meeting, so it can be you this meeting. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Item five, board business. This is just the first reading on the following board policies. Item six, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the following meeting minutes, attachment N and attachment O?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item seven, treasurer's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the following treasurer's recommendations, attachments P, attachment Q, and attachment R?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under personnel, can I have a motion to approve retirement, resignation, and leaves, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. Again, under personnel, or under B, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified items 1 through 4?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Motion carries. Again, under personnel, can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel items 1 through 6?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Can I have a motion to approve the elimination of 2 positions, 6.25 hours per day, special education assistant 2 at Norton Middle School?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Can I have a motion to approve the creation of 2 positions, special education assistant 2 at Norton Middle School, 5 hours per day?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. On the following supplementals, can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental and stipends, F through P?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under consent, I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, Q and R.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 9, superintendent reports.
Yeah, just a couple of things tonight. I know our students were off today, but all of the teachers were here at professional development. We had a really thorough and full day that we hope the end result is, our goal today was just to pick up one or two things that could help us be better educators. We had President Wilson from the University of Akron welcoming us, and different opportunities for our teachers to get together and talk about their craft. And I know it was a long, tiring day. They did a lot of listening and a lot of talking and moving around. But I hope that they'll see this as a day that's beneficial. That's our goal. And we'll continue to work with them on other professional development opportunities and give to them what they need in order to provide support for them. This Wednesday, I'm really proud. Mr. Shaner has given me 12 to 15 students that I'm traveling with to the Business Manufacturing Day in Norton. And some of our companies in Norton are connecting with our high school students, sitting with them at tables, and just talking to them about entering the work field and the life of a business person and some of the skills that they will need as they transition from high school. These are some of our career tech students as they're transitioning from high school into the workforce, some of their expectations as leaders in the community. And we also had an event last week at the table, which was operated by the Akron Foundations Committee. So we have a number of instances where we're getting our students out to meet community members in an effort to really help them understand what is next in their world. Also want to address Evelyn and Mrs. Hoffman, who were here tonight, met with both of them. And as I told Mrs. Hoffman last week, this is my 4th school district. And districts battle issues. We battle bullying issues all over the place, so much so that the state legislation is putting something forward that would really permit schools to find more ample ways to properly discipline students for bullying cases. The state is aware of it, the school district is aware of it. What we're able to do right now is handle cases individually. And so in my discussions with them, I've asked them in every single instance to come forward, and we want to take care of the situation. And I apologize to Evelyn if this is occurring in her life. She's a great young lady with an awesome smile and a good personality. So, you know, we hope that her year is going to get better. I do know in the last situation, you know, even though it's tough, I do think that the district handled it properly in the way that I would have as a building administrator. And that's not news to Mrs. Hoffman. I shared that with her as well. So I did think that we did do a good job. And I believe that's it. So thank you.
Your administrators?
We did committee on the whole last week, and okay. They reported out a ton of information. So I'll give their voices and head off.
Okay.
But they're awesome, doing a great job.
Air conditioning?
No.
Okay.
Mrs. Hagenbusch?
I'd just like to take the opportunity to congratulate the Students of the Month. It's always fun to see them. And on our resignation list, we had Mrs. Lori Sizemore. If any of you have anything to do with busing, you've talked to Lori in the bus garage. She's the transportation assistant. She does a wonderful job, but she's been provided an opportunity to step up and become the transportation supervisor for Chippewa Local Schools. So congratulations to her, and it's going to be a big loss for us because she does such a great job.
Mrs. Webble?
Congratulations to the Students of the Month. I wanted to say Art in Motion was 2 weekends ago, and as always, our band puts on a phenomenal competition. There were 1,350 students and their instructors there. It ran like clockwork, plus hundreds of parents. Beautiful day. The weather could not have been more perfect. We sell pie there. We sold 288 pieces of pie. Like that. Have to get more pumpkin next time, I remember that. But it's a great competition. It was the 27th year, and they really do a great job. It's really a well-oiled machine. And I also want to talk about our levy. I just don't know how we can impress how imperative it is that this levy passes. We will be in the red, and we will be forced to make cuts that are just going to affect kids. It has, you know, just basically that's what it's going to do. So if you know people here, please try to impress on them how important this levy is to our students, and that's the main reason for it. That's it.
Mr. Yule?
To repeat once again, Students of the Month, as I say every single time, and I'm going to say it again, it's good to see their faces, learn about their accomplishments and how they are viewed at not only by their teachers but their peers. It's great. And as Mr. Addis mentioned, you know, it goes back to parents being great parents and students coming to school to learn and be ready to go. And it speaks volumes of Norton. You know, and I'm just going to bring up a quick example. You know, back in, and this is just something I happened to run across, so I didn't plan to talk about it, but when Mr. Addis brought it up, you know, back in 1998 when I was in school, I'm not going to say what grade, I was helping my parents box some stuff, and I found a letter from one of my Spanish teachers that narrows it down. And it basically was just a letter saying, hey, Lewis and his efforts are really showing. Thanks for your help as parents. He scored a 98% on the test. There's more to it, but just to go show that this hasn't changed. I mean, our teachers today still do the same things. And it speaks volume, and I'm going to move it right on to the levy. I mean, we have to support what's good, and Norton is good. And I'm going to put that into my next phase is, and I've talked with Mr. Addis about this, of in the future, hopefully the near future, that we can put something in place that we say protect the good name of Norton. And that is, it's a huge statement, you know, and there's a lot of things that I vision being under that protect the good name. But it just constitute us as board members, our staff, our students, our parents. I mean, anything that you do represents Norton. And social media, anything. It represents Norton, and we have to protect what's good in Norton, and that's our schools, for sure. It is our schools, and we need to keep that at the forefront as we continue to move through day and day of our lives, whether we're teachers, we're students, we're board members, we're ex-teachers, or just a community member, we need to continue to think about that. And let's keep this going. We stand together, every one of us, not just in this room, but in our schools and out in the community, and let's make this happen. That's all I have.
Well said, Mr. Knight.
I thought you were going to say, this hasn't changed. I'm still this guy.
Well, you haven't changed.
That's what I thought you were going to say. Anyway.
Hair's still the same.
That's what she said. I'm like Dick Clark. Anyways, obviously, congratulations to the Students of the Month. And then also our girls volleyball are PTC champions. It's the first time in 33 years, which is cool. We're going the right direction. And just to kind of follow off what Cindy said and Lewis, the levy is important. And if you look at what we've accomplished, you know, beyond this, the buildings and the high school and the stadium and now the field house, this is a crucial thing. And I know Stephanie kind of reported on it last meeting where we're at. So I think that we all need to get out and talk to our neighbors and make sure this happens. So that's it.
Well, I think I've made it clear about my feelings on the levy. It's been in every paper, and thank you to the papers who have printed all that. And for the levy committee, Mr. Addis, thank you and the team for what you, all of you, have been able to accomplish by getting out there. So that doesn't go unnoticed. So thank you all for what you've done. And, you know, Lewis made a that was good. Can't take that away from you. So, Mr. Shaner, your newspaper article recently about the round table in the library.
Yes.
Can you share that?
Well, it wasn't my article, but...
Well, your head and my head are the same there. a grasp of picture in there. So tell us about that. I was intrigued by that.
Yeah, it was really neat. You know, Tim Crawford, former mayor here in Norton, led that. And we had the opportunity to take, it took I think a dozen students over there to the library, and it was going on all over the Akron area. And essentially what the idea was is they wanted to hear from young people, basically the biggest thing they wanted to talk about was, why do students go elsewhere after they get done being here? And what is it that attracts you to Norton? What is it that attracts you to, you know, potentially down the road when you're parents and you have children of school age? And what would it take to kind of keep you around here? And it was really neat to hear the students' perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, because, and to be honest with you, it's not a whole lot different than the adult perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some discussions about maybe what some other communities do that we would like to see. What are some things that Norton does that we really like? And I just sat back and I didn't really have anything to do with it or say anything other mm-hmm. than just to kind of be a spectator and hear what they had to say. And it was really neat. The whole time I'm sitting there going, sidewalks. This is the first time I mentioned sidewalks. And lo and behold, I mean, you know, one of the kids is like, you know, we really need some sidewalks here in Norton. I was like, there you go. I knew it was coming at some point. So,
yeah.
But they do. They have a good perspective of what goes on around here, and they're young people kind of coming into their own. And so it was neat. We're gonna hold another one. Just talk to Mr. Crawford about it after the fact that day, and we're gonna hold another one in I believe in the spring, probably around March sometime,
yeah.
So we can kind of follow back up with the kids. He wants to kind of know a little bit more, since they'll be a little bit closer to where they're going and what they're going to do, because that was part of it. He asked kind of what was all their future plans and all of that. So,
well, I think it's very important, because when I was reading the article, and Mr. Crawford is a current county councilman, that this is his district. So I think it's very important to have a piece of information, because we all think about that as elected officials. What can keep people here? You know, affordable housing. There's no condos here. There's no senior living here. There's no laundromat here. So what do we have to offer? Well, we have a lot to offer. Mm-hmm. And our student success, as Mr. Addis already touched on, with meeting in manufacturing, number one car dealership in Northeast Ohio. You know, we have a local retailer, which I'm very glad to see that was in the article. So, and we have local restaurants and other businesses. So that's good. So having the students share that I thought was very important.
You get a little concerned because, you know, when you put some 17, 18-year-olds in a room and say, hey, let's have open dialogue, you never know what they're going to say.
Yeah.
But they handle themselves really
But the well. Hard truth is sometimes the most humbling truth. And as elected officials, you know, 3 weeks away from some of us, you know, you learn a lot about yourself, and the professionalism that we've all gone through in this election says a lot about ourselves. So we can learn from students, and I think we learned that from the last student of the month last month. So thank you if you encouraged that, Mr. Addis, as well. So thank you again. So anybody else have anything to offer? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Mrs. Webble.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
No, yes. I talked to your teacher.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Thank you for coming.
Did the soccer.